News release Midland Bay Landing Development Corporation on Saturday, October 23, 2021. Midland Bay Landing Development Corporation, MBLDC, joined by Mayor Stuart Strathern and members of the Municipal Council, hosted a promenade demonstration at 288 Bayshore Drive to formally introduce Midland's 40-acre waterfront transformation project. MLBDC's future development project is centered on the transformation of 40 acres of waterfront property into a vibrant mixed-use commercial and low-rise residential neighborhood adjacent to Midland's historical and recently renewed downtown and harbor. A new 1,100-meter waterfront promenade, parks and public plaza spaces will add 10 acres of open space that will total 25% of the property. Recognizing that Midland is a culturally diverse community that combines heritage, education, the arts, healthcare, and industry with an active lifestyle, and that it is the economic engine of North Simcoe, the project will be strategically designed to amplify the dynamic culture at the heart of the region. In addition, the project will offer added economic opportunity in the form of waterfront boutique, commercial, and restaurant spaces, land to attract private and public sector commercial and institutional user remote headquarters and educational users and/or expansion of existing local educational operators. Historically, Midland has had a strong relationship with its waterfront, including timber and shipbuilding, as well as a coal dock, says Midland Bay Landing Development Corporation's board chair, Bill Kernahan. The future will see the entire Midland Bay Landing waterfront being made publicly accessible for residents and visitors alike to walk, bicycle or run beside the bay as part of the vibrant new mixed-use neighborhood at Midland Bay Landing, Kernahan adds. This demonstration walkway embodies the future 3,500-foot public promenade envisioned by residents in the Midland Bay Landing Master Plan, says Mayor Stuart Strathern. The town is confident in Midland Bay Landing Development Corporation's commitment to realizing all aspects of the master plan, and their commitment to the two residents' explicit desire for significant public realm features, especially public access to the entire water's edge, concludes Mayor Strathern. Local residents can now visit the new promenade at 288 Bayshore Drive, and additional information regarding the transformation project and its progress can be found here.